What is a crowd? In the ordinary sense, the word crowd means a gathering of individuals, regardless of what has brought them together. But according to Le Bon, in his book, The Crowd, from a psychological perspective, the word means something entirely different. When the sentiments and ideas of all the people in the gathering take one and the same direction, and their conscious individual personality disappears, then the gathering has become a psychological crowd. It is my contention that this process does not require a gathering of people. An isolated individual who displays those characteristics is, for all intents and purposes, a member of the crowd. Can you be classified as part of the crowd even if you're sitting alone in your den following the markets? Yes, if you're wavering back and forth like a candle in the wind, swayed by every news story or price change on the screen. Are you displaying the characteristics of a crowd in your individual decision-making process? If you are evidencing the tendencies, emotions, and characteristics of the crowd in your actions and reactions to the market, then you are making a crowd trade. The basic distinction between the individual and the crowd is that the individual acts after reasoning, deliberation, and analysis. A crowd acts on feeling, emotion, and impulses. An individual will think out his options, whereas a crowd is swayed by emotional viewpoints rather than by reasoning. In the crowd, emotional and thoughtless opinions spread wildly via imitation and contagion. Learning the characteristics of a crowd and how it forms will provide a structure that shows how emotionalism affects your decision-making. Once you know the structure, you'll know what to avoid in order to prevent emotionalism.